Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 469. It is Wednesday here in Cincinnati. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day. We have a new moon in Pisces that just completed. We are making our way towards the next full moon, which will be in Libra with an eclipse. We have Chiron conjunct the North Node, Pluto in Aquarius, and a new moon total solar eclipse coming up in April. Aries, we're about to move into Aries with the sun. Like, there's a lot. And I know I feel like I say this all the time. There's always a lot. Some of the aspects feel more intense than others. And I've talked to so many people who have been sick, clearing, releasing energy, physically just down. I was down for several days last weekend. We're in the in-between, as Swimming Through the Void was sharing when I was watching his tarot reading this morning. We're in the in-between, the gap, the void, the place between two realities. Lots of the readers I've been watching have been describing this time as not just a chapter closing and a new one being written, but a book, like a book closing. And a whole new book starting to be written as we move through this portal. It's a lot. It's a lot for our minds, our bodies, and our souls are really trying to guide us in the best possible way. So let's take a breath together. We made it through the new moon. Maybe you're still in that energy. We're somehow figuring out our purpose with this North Node and Chiron, like, what? We're doing it. Even if it seems like we're not, we're still here and we're able to find the humor in it. And we take time to walk the journey together. And I think that is the way through this experience that humanity is going through. There's lots of directions we could go in today's space, and the main message that keeps coming through is to have the courage to go in. The courage, because it takes such bravery to say, I'm going to walk into the space, I'm not sure what it even is yet. I'm going to sit and look at the shadow, which I'm really afraid of and I've been running for my whole life. I'm going to go into a gap and I don't even know if it has a floor underneath it. It takes a lot of courage to go into unknown energy spaces, unknown emotions, unknown storylines. And sometimes, often, we go into those spaces by ourselves because the space is within ourselves. Nobody else has the same access to our history, our emotions, the beliefs that we've created for ourselves, the relationships that we've experienced in our version of it, not the whole, you know, both sides of it. We're the only ones that know our story so intimately and so honestly, if we're willing to be honest. It's very easy to put covers over, filters over the ways we share our experiences and our stories, kind of like tidy them up a little bit, dust them off, and then we share them. And then they're not quite as bad as in our minds we think they are, because we've made them prettier in order to share them. When we have the courage to go in, really sit with whatever it is that's coming up for ourselves, truth is in that space. It's really challenging to lie to ourselves. Our minds know we're doing it. Our bodies feel it. We feel truth. We hold truth inside of ourselves. And if we're really quiet and we're listening, our soul, it won't let us get away with the half story. It won't allow us to cover it up and point the finger or blame somebody else. The soul is here to guide us into the fullest expression of ourselves, into the biggest, baddest, best, wildest version of the human that we came here to live. And so lies and deception for ourselves, it doesn't serve in our growth, which is why it takes a lot of courage to go in. So what do I mean by all of this? Maybe you're listening. You're like, I don't even know what you're saying right now. Here's what it feels like for me, and then you can find your own matches to this. When I know there's another layer of awareness or consciousness for me to explore, it often shows up as agitation in my human days. So I can't quite settle into a meditation like I normally can. I can't quite stick with the flow of the day that I set at the beginning of the day. Things start going wrong, or in my words, wrong. All the synchronicities don't align the way they normally do. It just becomes a little more like prickly. I usually find myself talking to myself in a more prickly tone. Like the way I described it yesterday, 2 days ago, to my friend, I said, I feel like I'm a pouty little teenager right now. There's this wah version of me that wants to have whatever attention I'm looking for, and I don't even know what it is I'm looking for. I can just feel the angstiness or the poutiness, and that's not my usual experience of myself. And so when I can feel something is that off, and I know I was sick, which is also another sign if you're sick, if your body is manifesting the illness, it's an invitation. In my reality, it's an invitation for me to pause and to go in, to sit in a lot of spaciousness, in a whole morning or a whole day of being with whatever emotions come up, feeling whatever the stories are that start to surface, and having space to allow the emotions to move and the storylines to have some room around them, so I can almost like pick it up like a Rubik's Cube and look at the story from different perspectives and feel if I'm missing something, or if I'm looking through my own lens, and perhaps if I turn the story a little bit in this direction, I can see it from someone else's perspective, and I can understand how they would see my choices or my behavior as not how I saw them. Did that? Did you follow that? I'll give you two examples, because I think examples and stories are so powerful and helpful when we're looking for courage to go into our own stories. For me, the poutiness I was feeling, it was a while ago, I had made some adjustments in the way I was experiencing my chakras and the way energy flows through my chakras. And I was seeing how I wanted it to be different. And so I claimed this vibrant, powerful tantric goddess energy to come into my second chakra and really like shake things up in my abilities to receive and express and be more in my feminine. And what happened as I claimed that is the places in me that are not in alignment, which is a lot to that energy, got thrown off, got a little out of balance. And so I felt like a pouty teenager because I thought I wanted this experience or feeling of being in my body, and It wasn't happening. It wasn't feeling that way at all in my body. I was feeling like I've put on weight. I can't lose it. I'm going to the gym. I'm not seeing results. All I want to eat is carbs and sugar. And like, I don't feel very yoga-ish, very fluid or supple or, in my feminine goddess energy. I didn't feel that at all. And so I was sharing with my friend how pouty I was feeling about it. And she said, "Well, I feel like there's a space inside of you that is unknown, and you need to go sit in that space in order to know what it is or to create that goddess energy within yourself." And I was like, "Pouty teenager, I don't want to go in. I don't want to go sit in that unknown space. Who knows what I'm going to find in there? It could be all kinds of crazy dark things. It could be all kinds of big, powerful things. It could be all kinds of, and I don't want to go." And she was so beautiful and strong and steady. It was just like, how many times have you gone into those unknown spaces and sat and magic has happened? Over and over and over again. This is my work. It's what I do. And it was just the next layer coming through. So that is what I did yesterday. I claimed the whole day for myself and put on music and journaled and pulled cards and sat with the emotions that were coming up. And the two relationships that were very present for me, which the second chakra is about relationships, of course. And I'm claiming this energy, but there's relationship work to clean up, which we're moving towards the full moon in Libra. There's going to be more relationship work for all of us to clean up, guiding us into the new moon in Aries, which is the individual expressing our uniqueness, launching into the new version of ourselves, beginning the new cycle. There's some relationship stuff to complete. Chiron is about our wound, the place where the patterns where we've recycled over and over and over again the same belief or the same limitation. And so here we are, recycling again. Are we ready to actually complete that cycle and step out of it? And so the first relationship I looked at was my husband. We've been together now for 14 years, is that right? 14 years. This is our 10th wedding anniversary this summer, and we're in such a good place. And there were these little prickly pieces I could still feel. And so I journaled and pulled cards and read and reflected and meditated. And the card that I pulled that I just was so, I started crying. It's the completions card. I told him about it last night. The completions card, which in the Zen deck shows this Buddha figure with a puzzle sort of overlaid over the person's face, and there's a human hand putting the last puzzle piece into the third eye, activating the third eye. And the whole point of the card is this is such a moment of completion. Celebrate the old and welcome the new. It's taken all of the old to get you to this moment where you can step into the new. I feel like that is a collective message for all of us right now. There are opportunities for us to complete deeper understandings of who we are, of why we're here, of what we're here to contribute. This is North Node purpose. And Aries, the total solar eclipse, new beginnings, new activations. Like there's so much ahead of us. There's so much with Pluto and Aquarius that's going to be shifting and changing and evolving. Can we honor and celebrate the old, even as we're making space for the new? My mentor, Melanie Ann Lair, when I was in her program, she said, how did she say, old structures don't have to crumble for new ones to be created or built. They can happen at the same time. The old systems can be falling away and be honored and respected if they've served us, even as we're building the new ones. So that was the first beautiful relationship exploration, all about second chakra. And then the second one was a woman I used to coach with, work with, and there's been a lot of pain and suffering in that relationship with a very abrupt ending that I created. And so I've done a lot of my own work about that relationship, and it was so beautiful. I was visualizing, I had my eyes closed, this music was playing, I was visualizing her and I in communication in this moment, and I could see her sitting. It was like an image from the Oscars, because the Oscars were just this weekend. I didn't watch it, but it was in everyone's collective experience, and so very much in mine. And I could see, like, she was sitting at her table at the Oscars. I was sitting at my table at the Oscars, and we looked across the room, like great actors at the Oscars would, and we grin at each other, and we look up at the screen, and there's the movie of our story playing out, and we're both looking at the movie, and we're like, wow, we did great. Look at the parts that we played. Look at the roles that we played. Look at how well we acted out our stories. That was a fine movie. And all the ripples that go through the audience that were part of the movie or watching the movie. Like, look at the impact of that movie. And here we are. And it was like the Oscars was the universe. We were sitting in the celebration of the universe, looking at the storyline that we played out on Earth, knowing we did it beautifully. As souls, as infinite souls, we are forever connected. We are always supporting. This isn't just for her and I, this is for all of us. As souls, we are constantly supporting the evolution of all other souls. And so we weave in and out of our storylines. You see this, especially like the Hallmark Channel. You see the same actors, the same males, females, but in different relationships with different storylines. They're all playing out stories. But because there's a smaller selection of cast there, we see them more often. At the Oscars, you see lots more movies, lots more actors, and there's more variety, perhaps. As souls, there's billions of us. And so sometimes we'll cross paths and it'll be the same grouping again and again and again. And sometimes a new comet will come flying in and explode into our movie. And then at the end, there are lessons that we've been learning. And so that was my experience yesterday. The courage to go in, for me it was the void, to go into the void. To go into the unknown and sit in the gap. Feel, weave, unravel, breathe, and then create from that space. There is deep healing when you go into yourself in deeper and deeper layers. There's such beauty that waits for us. And so, that would be my encouragement to you. If my encouragement is to have the courage to go in. If you need guidance, I have so many different playlists on my Spotify. You can fly through any of those and pick one that might feel inspiring to you. If you want meditation support, I created the New Moon Meditation for Pisces, which was beautiful, along with the tarot card reading. All of that's available on my YouTube channel for $33. It's like the greatest little gift for yourself. We had the Infinite Embodiment Attunement on Sunday. I just re-listened to it yesterday in my meditation journal, my meditation journey. Yesterday, I spent an hour listening to the words that my soul gave me because I needed that meditation for myself as much as for anybody who would be listening. And so that experience, that guided experience, is available on my website. It's $111 for the attunement, and you get to keep it for the whole year and come back as often as you want. And then I do activation sessions. So if you get stuck, if you go in and then there's this pattern that isn't making sense to you, or you can't see it from a different perspective, and you know there's something here with Chiron and North Node to clear, then set up a session and let's see what support you need. Be brave. Be brave. Go into yourself. You've got this. Sending you so much love.
Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.